Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs. It is Veterans Day observed today as I record this, November 12th, 2018. Happy and peaceful Veterans Day to you all and to our veterans. Thank you for your service. Each Blotter Brief is meant to make a tiny dent in my huge true crime to-do list. Today, in honor of the fourth season of Narcos' debut this coming Friday, November 16th, and its venue change to Mexico, I am taking a listen to a podcast about a different Pablo. The Parcast Network's Kingpins, Episode 3, The Crime. Per Wikipedia, quote, Pablo Acosta Villarreal, commonly referred to as El Zorro de Ojinaga, the Ojinaga Fox, was a Mexican narcotic smuggler who controlled crime along a 200-mile stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. At the height of his power, he was smuggling 60 tons of cocaine per year for the Colombians, in addition to the incalculable amounts of marijuana and heroin that were the mainstay of his business. Acosta Villarreal was killed in April 1987, as detailed in the documentary film American Federale, during a cross-border raid by Mexican federal police helicopters and assisted by the FBI. The story. The Kingpins podcast launched last month with a two-parter on the Iceman, Richard Kuklinski. And while I enjoyed that documentary on HBO from back in the day, and in fact, I would consider it a vanguard in the true crime genre, there was nothing else like it on TV 25 or 30 years ago, I thought the three-parter on Pablo Mexicano was more timely. I also thought that I shouldn't skip to the, quote, exciting part where the news closed on Pablo, so I began at the beginning, episode 3's part 1. I interviewed Parcast co-founder Max Cutler a couple of years ago for the blog. You can find that by going to the-blotter.com and searching for Cutler. And in July 2016, Max talked about the Parcast team priding themselves on offering a level of professionalism and audio quality that 90% of other podcasts just couldn't. Whether it was maintaining a Ryan Murphy-esque, quote, stable of voice actors for their various projects, ongoing or in development, or using his and his father's combined decades of experience in radio to create the most professional and pleasing sound in nonfiction narrative. And while this particular radio play meets American experience style of information conveyance might not be your taste, the Parcast team offers a seamless product, with, I should note, a couple of exceptions in the writing when occasionally the wrong word is used, i.e. tiresome and tiring are not exact synonyms. Here are Kingpin's hosts Kate Leonard and Howell Hargett describing an early drug run gone pear-shaped.
The next day, Pablo got a phone call. The buyer in New Mexico. He wanted to know where his dope was.
No one had heard from the two drug runners since they crossed the border. They hadn't delivered the weed. They hadn't been arrested. Pablo definitely would have heard about that. They were either dead, or they were going to wish they were.
This is fairly typical Parcast product narration. Sounds fine. It's not uninteresting per se. The first episode of this series within the series in particular offers a good explanation of the power structures in the towns where business was getting done and the workflow in terms of, quote, who held the plaza back in the days before the modern Mexican cartels. The narration moves back and forth between stories of narrow escapes and quick explainers and who's whose. It's professionally done. But that's kind of my problem with Kingpins, and has been when I've tried to get into other Parcast shows like Hostage or the Unsolved Murders pod. It's like there's no way in. The seamlessness of the production means it lacks handholds, if that makes sense. It's not that I would prefer amateurishness, but sometimes a crude or squawky audio build speaks to an intensity of feeling or opinion about a case. And this podcast is just a little too bloodlessly competent, if you'll excuse the use of that expression. Although, parenthetically, this house ad for the Parcast merchandise store is tone deaf in a way that paradoxically gives me hope. This is not in great taste between the Get Your Murderer's T-shirt copy and the average white band music in the background. Here's a quick clip.
Exciting news to share with you.
You can now buy Parcast merchandise. We have shirts for serial killers, unsolved murders, haunted places, and cults.
There's also general Parcast brand T-shirts and coffee mugs.
I don't know if you could really hear the music. That's what struck me. The chirpy and cults is also what struck me. Please understand that snarking on podcast hosts for the ad reads all of us have to do to keep the lights on is in poor form, and that is not what I'm doing. But the mixing and direction of this is verging on parody of itself territory. And this ad, which is the most crappish moment of the episode, is also the most indicative that maybe Parcast could shift gears and or explore a more conversational and personal style of narrative. As it is now, though, Kingpins is not bad. It's not that the hosts or producers don't give a shit. But I think when Parcast launched 2-odd years ago, their quote thing could in fact be the leveled up production values. Here in late 2018, a lot of the field has caught them on the clubhouse turn in terms of editing proficiency while also bringing distinctive angles on and relatable obsession with their material. Parcast has lots of shows now, and it's possible that others that I haven't listened to are a little spikier and more art people, for lack of a better way to put it. Kingpins is good. It's fine. I appreciate that they're also going to look at Queenpins. But something is missing from this recipe, and frankly, I think it's someone getting salty. You can find Kingpins and all the other Parcastiana on Parcast.com and wherever you get your pods to go. You can spice up my to-do list with your suggestions for briefs, Teehee Briefs. Find me on social media at Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. If you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and help select minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. That page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Want to advertise here or on the main pod? Hit me up at bunting@the-blotter.com or find the podcast on advertisecast.com. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.